Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I am Meg.
And I'm Donovan.
And this week on Athens Public Think Tank, we're going to be doing an exploration of ASMR in addition to our delicious segments.
Yeah, Donovan watched a Rodney Dangerfield movie.
Yeah, I'm not the only one, though. Don't worry.
All right, here we go. Hey, that theme song is always long enough for me to make a drink.
That's cool. I was thinking about asking for some of your gin.
Maybe next podcast. No, you can come over here.
It's so funny how
so far away.
Is there a,
if you grab a glass and some ice, I'll make you one.
Yeah, I'm just glass. I'm just gonna wait like maybe 5 minutes and then I'll go over there.
Difference between rummy and gin rummy, or are they the same game?
No, gin rummy. Okay, so rummy. You have like a handful of cards, and as you collect like three of a kind, you'll put them down face up,
yeah.
And they kind of count toward your points based on the face value of the cards. And gin rummy, you want to hold all the cards in your hand at all times, so you're still collecting those three and four of a kind.
I see,
and
you're just not revealing your points.
Yeah, you actually can't lay down until you can go out.
And then you say gin, and you put them all down. And then somebody checks it, or somebody just, like, nobody checks it. Everyone's just like, oh,
so
you got it.
Is gin rummy a more challenging game?
I think you have to have two decks of cards for some reason to play gin rummy.
Well, I'm glad the card games have fallen out of favor.
Why?
Yeah?
I like card games. There's this card game I played at Tina's over the holidays called 31. That is really fun.
Is it like
I love
Crazy
card
Eight?
Games. I never knew that many of them, though.
It is not like Crazy Eights, but it is like a betting game.
Oh, so it's like blackjack?
yeah, but 10 more.
Yeah.
No, it's
10 more than blackjack?
I'm not going to explain the rules because that would be really boring because it's too much information.
TMI,
you know.
Like
exactly,
like it's like your period and like
yeah, exactly
the consistency of your poop.
Yeah,
is that TMI?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought you liked that.
Maybe like
you know what, TMI is contextual. Like sometimes
totally.
I want to hear about the poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we were going to play that game, we would want to know the rules.
Exactly.
Did I talk about getting a yeast infection on the podcast?
You got a yeast infection?
I did, yeah.
Where?
I didn't talk about
in
it on
your
the
urethra?
Podcast. No, on the, like, in between my legs.
Oh, yeah,
and my
happen.
Balls.
You did?
No. Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if I get one. I get really stinky, like,
itchy?
Sick.
Well,
not itchy.
Well, let me tell
painful.
You my story, because I got stinky, sticky, itchy, kind of painful. And then I, like, looked it up, and it's called jock itch for boys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we're jocks,
boys.
You know? Like, I just got it, like, shooting
that's
hoops or
what
something.
Jock itch
you know
is.
How I figured out how to get rid of a monkey butt, as we call it in the business?
Yeah, you told us.
Okay.
What's
Vaseline
monkey butt?
Or something?
Yeah, just that's the same thing. Jock itch.
Oh, okay.
Monkey butt.
Oh.
It's all the same.
No, athlete's foot cream, right?
No. It is true. Vaseline. I just rub down Vaseline during the summer and I don't get these problems.
Interesting.
I wonder how that feels.
It's not bad.
Slimy.
Might try it.
Especially if you have a good tight fitting pair of underwear, like it's not uncomfortable because
yeah.
then it just like gets right to it and
yeah.
holds it all in place.
But I wanted to point out the hilarity of calling it jock itch for guys and calling it like a yeast infection for women.
Yes.
Because it's like, it is a fungal infection and
yeah.
yeast infection kind of gives the appropriate alert to what it is. Like, oh, it's an infection. I need to, like, take care
and
of this.
And it's yeast.
Yeah. And it's,
jock itch, it's like, I'm what itchy because I'm just, a jock.
I just, like, work out too much or, like, I play too many sports.
It destigmatizes it, too, though, because it's like, oh, yeast infection. The whole, the combination of words makes it sound like
you're
dirty.
Nasty.
Yeah.
So does jock itch.
Jock itch is like, oh, you're fucking cool,
you're just
man.
Yeah.
Like,
itchy.
You sweat so much that your balls itch.
You play so hard, you have to itch.
I wish it was just as simple as your balls itch.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is more complicated than that.
I wish it was
that
simple
for
me, too.
They should call it inflamed scrotum.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
People
will
be more alerted to what
there,
the problem
it
is.
It should have a little more, like, caution in the name. Yeah. Like, jock itch is just like, it's an itch. It'll go away.
Ugh.
Right.
Like, you actually have to do something about it. You can't just let it go on for months.
And it's not just Gold Bond medicated powder.
No, it's not.
That's not the battle plan.
Nope.
No, you have to do an antifungal regimen of some sort. And I guess your Vaseline method is asphyxiation.
Right. Like, well, that's before it even happens. It's before
preventative.
Nip it in the butt.
Oh, preventative. Nice.
What about, like, Lotrimin or something?
Lotrimin would probably work,
because that is an antifungal.
Actually, in the past, I have used tea tree oil as well.
I bet that would work.
But that burns like you wouldn't believe.
You know, MedAlert got ringworm, which is also a fungal infection.
Oh, where?
From the sandbox at Ted's Most Cat Best.
Cat poop.
Oh, there was probably cat poop
That's
in there.
Exactly
I think it was also that it was like, she was just wet, like she gets wet sand, and then it was on there for a while. I don't know
where on her
cat
body?
Poop was probably it's like
right,
her lower
right
back.
On her lower back. Wow. And this was when she was wearing diapers, so it was like just sand in the diaper, pretty much. Anyway, I took her to a pharmacist because it wasn't going away, and I was treating it with tea tree oil because I read that that was antifungal, and we had like a hippie doctor at the time,
totally,
and she's like, coconut oil and tea tree oil can solve any problem. No, and then the pharmacist was like, that's kind of wishful thinking. Like, tea tree oil, the stuff you get, like essential oils, are
not strong enough.
They won't work, basically.
Okay.
And you have to use, like, some sort of, like, he mentioned some antifungal thing. And then he said they sell it in the EU, like, over the counter, and it's, like, something that you can just go and buy at any pharmacy, but here you have to have a prescription for it. And it's got the same ingredients as athlete's foot cream, which does the same thing. And then he sold me athlete's foot cream and gave me a hefty story to go along with it. And this was a friend of Meg's dad.
Desi and I actually went to his daughter's wedding.
What? Who was this guy?
It was my friend Christina Peetman's dad.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He
Desi
helped
and
with
I
my kid.
Went to Disneyland and did acid, and then the next day we went to this Christian wedding.
Yep. So your your Christian friend's dad helped my kid. And my really
That's
helped
cool.
the ratings on my podcast. You should see my ratings. They're through the roof. Callers, don't call in anymore. Okay. Like,
don't stop calling.
The story's over.
The podcast's so good, we put the other one out of business.
Like the air horn.
Yeah.
I just need to have that queued up. I'm not there yet.
I have it on my phone in like a little DJ program. I guess I should
It's
have
kind
that
of
root Bluetooth broadcasting.
You know, I think more about that sound,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of funnier when somebody does it with their mouth because
sure,
and it's always like half-hearted, but you know what they're talking about, and you're like, yeah, I think it sometimes is better than the actual
I think
horn.
It's good to like maybe do like 65% mouth, 35% actual sound.
I do important too. I do a little bit of sarcasm in it too, kind of like those unicorns, like
I think it's kind of more like a Valley Girl accent to
Maybe
your
that's
air
why
horn.
I like it so much.
Yeah, oh, Valley Girl accent.
I have a Valley Girl accent?
Yeah, you do.
Before
cool.
we're off the
like
tea
it.
Tree oil
Eye
as
roll.
A snake oil I put it in my ear for swimmer's ear, which I got a few summers ago here, and it actually helped it and cured it. It like went away after I put the tea tree oil in my ear.
Are you putting the tea tree essential oil in your ear? Because an essential oil is alcohol mostly.
No, because the ingredients usually say like 100% tea tree.
Yeah.
That's usually what I use. Like I don't get the watered down stuff. I get the straight tea tree drops.
Okay.
Like that's what I have now as
Eddie's
well.
Eddie's looking into this in
no,
his
I'm
mind.
No, I'm just thinking like, so
Eddie's pushing on his nose.
There might be.
That's the, I don't believe you. He's keeping Pinocchio's
no,
nose from growing.
Like, it's kind of like, I want to believe you. I'm skeptical. I'll trust you, but I might look
just,
into this.
I don't know if there's another tea trail than the one I'm thinking of.
I think that there is, because I think I have it too.
Is it like and a it's very bottle? Strong. Once okay. I dropped a whole bottle it's of it not. On the floor of a bathroom and it shattered and it smelled like a kangaroo's nutsack for like 2 weeks. It was nuts.
Because kangaroos use it to prevent chocolate.
Is the tea tree from Australia?
Yes, I believe it is.
So, Eddie, that reminds me of the time that you poured hydrogen peroxide in my ear. Do you remember doing that for me?
Yep. it just came back to me.
Yeah, that was really nice because I think I had swimmer's ear.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie's like, I can help you.
Yeah, you have to let it bubble up.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like,
so
lay
gross.
On the couch. I'm going to pour this in. Yeah, you said it was gross, but I loved it.
Oh,
it felt
it's cold
so
at first,
good.
But then it warms up.
Yeah. I think you said exactly that at the time. This was like a long time ago.
Yeah, we were still becoming friends.
225, right?
I don't think we're becoming friends.
You don't think so?
Like that's, later.
That's when we...
we no. became friends much, much later.
Yeah.
We just became friends last year. No, I think we were...
You got to trust somebody enough to let them pour peroxide
exactly.
in your ear.
It's not just like, oh, I guess we're friends now. It was like, we're friends enough that I'm just going to let you do this. Because hydrogen peroxide can be, you know, a problem. And I was like... ears are sensitive.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I trust Eddie.
Yeah.
He did it, and I loved it. The way it felt.
I've done it a lot. I don't do it anymore, though, after I got the vacuum.
You did?
I went to the ENT.
Oh,
wow. Got the vacuum.
The ENT of Athens?
No.
Oh.
Maybe it is called Athens ENT. It's right on Hawthorne.
Sucked your earwax out?
Yeah, yeah, they vacuumed
How many
it out.
Per ear?
5 pounds.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Wow. It was,
I talked about it on the podcast,
yeah,
though, which is why
I
I'm hesitant. But
that.
They have a camera that shows mm-hmm. you what they're pulling out, and it was.
I want to do it.
Yeah, you should do it.
Did it feel so good?
No, because Matt was on the podcast and he had told us about it, and I knew what to expect. Like there is a moment where everything just gets louder in your entire life,
mm-hmm.
and then you never live without it.
Did you lose weight?
Yeah. Yeah. I dropped 10 pounds. I used to weigh myself after I pooped, thinking like the poop would like, oh, that was a huge shit. Like, what did I lose? And you only lose like fractions of a pound.
Yeah.
And
it's quarter pounder.
A large pee, you can lose like up to like 2 pounds with a large pee.
Sounds about right.
Water weight.
Dude, water weight. Water
I felt like
heavy.
When after I was pregnant in the hospital, I just peed all day for 2 days. And I was like, I just probably lost like almost 20 pounds in water.
it feels really good because water is so heavy.
Oh, it was awesome.
It kind of feels good to immediately be a little bit lighter.
Yeah. And then I had night sweats for like a month. Nice. Like I would
hate night sweats.
I would
should see her now. Her body is fucking fine.
I would soak the sheets like
night sweat
to a point of major discomfort.
Oh yeah, you'd be like, did I piss myself?
Oh, it was terrible. And I would get all cold. It was in February and I was like, I'm wet and cold and sweating.
We were just talking.
It was terrible.
I don't
want to
talk about kids, but did we have a Super Bowl party last year? I don't think we did.
I don't think so. You did.
We talked about it, but it just never happened.
Yeah.
It was like on your kid's birthday, though, right?
It would have been in the same week. This year, it's the 3rd, so it's the day after their birthday.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so I think we just were like, let's scrap this idea.
Right.
Okay. But Eddie and I did watch. We definitely saw Justin Timberlake. I believe he was the halftime
show. Yeah, I think Meg and I watched it out here. Do you guys want to do that this year or no?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll put it together.
Desi, I gave you a white flower oil, which you claim that those topical analgesics don't work on muscle relief.
But it did work.
Ah. What?
White flower? What white flower is it from?
It's
only, set it up, she knocks it down.
It's in like a Chinese writing.
Oh,
I got it from like a health food store, but I've bought like other bottles on Amazon since then.
So do you just read online what it was used
Because like I've said, like Ben Gay doesn't work because it just like
Emmett
makes
White
you tingle.
Had it first.
Oh, okay.
And so Emmett White gave me some once, and then after that I was hooked on it. And Phil used to get really bad back pains, and I gave him a bottle, and he'd put drops in his bath and soak in it.
Were you pointing toward Arizona when you said Phil?
Yeah.
Okay. He was just pointing next to him.
So, somewhere outside heaven.
Like as if... Wow.
But my mom rubbed some into my back. I had like a really insane... like upper back knot.
How did she do some animal Reiki on you?
For
those of you who don't follow our podcast avidly, Desi's mom is an animal Reikiologist.
Yeah, and massage. Small animal massage therapist.
And yeah, she came over to our house the other day and massaged our new cat.
I didn't notice that.
He sat in her lap. And I'm like,
isn't it amazing all this stuff that like happens and you don't know?
Yeah.
Me? Or Meg.
No, like people.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about that today because I was looking at somebody's. I was looking at somebody in the car in front of me, and I was looking at them in the rearview mirror. Anyway, I thought, would I notice if somebody was looking at me in their rearview mirror? Because when somebody is looking at you, if it catches your eye, you notice.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many things that it brings to mind all the things you don't notice. Like you would only notice a person if they were staring right at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like brings about like when somebody's in an accident or they're like at a crime scene and it's like they're asked to recall what happened and how people have like a very bad.
Yeah. Eyewitness accounts are notoriously terrible.
And that's because of being looked at is what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying
that we just
little,
don't notice
how
so
little
much.
You're noticing as you walk as you're going through the world.
Yeah. I read something about some study, and this is already sounding pretty
nice,
vague.
Said he.
Yeah. But like women can tell when they're being checked out. Like this was the study. Like they did like this blind study where they're like, is someone checking you out right now? And they're like, yep. And they got it right more often than they got it wrong.
Well, like, it's often not subtle.
Like blind, like through one
like
two-way
oh,
mirror.
Oh,
like, it was a scientific study, yeah.
A scientific study?
Yeah.
I guess I would just...
pseudo-scientific study.
I would recommend most women say yes, and they're probably going to be correct, like 75%.
Yeah, I think it was like a R value of zero.
Because, like, you just assume that...
Probably.
It's probably happening.
Probably checking me out right now. Someone's probably checking me out. I don't know.
I'm a woman. Someone's probably checking me out.
But no, I think they were trying to make the correlation that you can feel it when somebody... Mm. Like, it's like a untapped sense of knowing when you're being observed.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
it's
a really critical feeling to have because, you know, you don't want to be... a prey animal.
Yeah, it's an essential part of a ghost story. It's like,
there's
I
also
felt the eyes on me.
I kind of know this feeling,
they're...
but it's from having that big front window in Normal Town and like leaving the window open at night and just being in our front room. It kind of felt like we were being videotaped or something. And you know, like you have to act differently when you think you're on camera, maybe. I don't know. Not everybody does that, but...
You think there are any peeping Toms in town about tonight?
I don't know. I closed all all the blinds except for
This one's these. Too. This window that is open is too high to peep
what
through.
What if they brought a little ladder?
That'd be funny if just okay. Honestly, if somebody just put their face up to that window, I think it would be pretty funny.
I do not.
I would not. I would be
like a
bothered.
Friend. Like a friend.
If it was a friend. Obviously, if it was a friend, it'd be funny. And but if it was a non-friend, it would suck.
But then they continued to be up there and just watch us the whole time. And we could like say hey and like refer to them.
I think you're gonna go out and tell them to leave, right?
Okay.
No, they're listening. They're listening to
like
us too.
I've been like,
what if we open the window?
Too much Unsolved Mysteries and stuff. Also,
that's what Donovan's watching.
No, I've been watching Forensic Files.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, but we've watched it together, and it's really a great show. But anyway.
Mysteries. That is not Forensic Files.
No,
it's cute that you watch stuff together. I think.
Oh yeah, it's honestly
roomies.
It's a highlight. Like when we like are done with dinner and we can watch something, especially if no one else is over. Because
besides the kids and the dogs.
Yeah, because everyone else is asleep, so we don't feel compelled to take care of anyone.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, it's just like. Oh, we don't have to take care of anything right now. That's how I feel about it, at least. So it's not,
then
yeah.
It's all Unsolved
then
Mysteries.
Then it's all Unsolved Mysteries. But the, like, I also recently read this, like, terrible story about this girl who was abducted. Like, this guy came and...
Is this a trigger warning?
I'm sure it is.
Is it abducted by aliens, though?
No, like, 21-year-old dude. Man. He, like, came. He had, like, planned to take this girl. This, like, just happened a few months ago. Oh, and he, like...
Bumming me out.
I know. And he, like, she's 13, and he, like, went to her house, and she and her mom were hiding in the bathroom because, like, she saw this guy approaching their door, and then the dad answered, and the guy, like, shot the dad and then went upstairs and shot the mom and took the girl.
This is awful.
I know. And then hid her under a bed for 3 months and just, like, put all this heavy stuff around the bed, and then she escaped. Like, nice. she just escaped, like, 2 weeks ago or
something. So this just wasn't something on Riverdale, was it?
This was for real. I know, but that's why, like, when you say, like, someone peeking through the window right now, I'm like, that sounds awful.
Okay.
Like, I don't want an unknown person looking through this window, because I can't imagine it being a good outcome.
Okay.
Today.
Right.
That's actually my major grievance with Forensic Files, is it's like all violence against women.
Really?
Like, I'm glad that they give the descriptions of the episodes before, like, you know, just in it.
To see if you can, like, sit through it.
No, because, like, I go for, like, the ones that are, like, abducted businessmen. And, like, which is, like, each season's probably 13 episodes, and there'll be, like, 3 episodes that are about men. And the rest are all about, like, abducted women or killed women. It's just, like, so ridiculous. It's, like, the hugest bummer about, like, all of it. It's, like,
It's, like, Jock Itch versus yeast infection.
It is. Like, why are you stealing all the yeast infections?
Let's not talk about that anymore, and let's talk about...
Okay, sorry.
Let's talk
sorry
about,
to
like,
bum anyone out who's listening.
Let's talk about...
I'm sorry, Meg. It's just...
The
opposite
of violence against women.
You got
a little film called My 5 Wives.
Okay.
Oh, you're going straight into it.
Oh, yeah.
Let me play a little clip from it, because I watched this movie today.
This is a seamless transition.
And I've got to say that no matter what, this was, like, by far my top moment in the movie. And let me explain it for...
Wait, you watched it, too?
Let me explain it for our listeners.
He watched it.
No, he did not.
This movie is starring Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, my God.
It's got a lot of other actors in it, and we'll get into that. But,
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. Jerry Stiller.
Molly Shannon.
Molly Shannon. That, yeah, okay. All right, let's get into this clip. And he's sitting at a table, and they're talking about polygamy. My 5 Wives kind of gives you that info, and they're in some diner. And this is Rodney's buddy, like, explaining polygamy to him.
Wives a man has, the more important he is. Hmm? Even the famous Brigham Young was a polygamist. He had 27 wives.
Hey, I remember the words of Brigham Young. He said, I don't care how you bring them, but Brigham Young...
There you go.
Wait, did you know that was my favorite joke?
No, I didn't. But like, as soon, like, I was watching it on a tablet sitting in my bed because I was like, I wanted to take a nap today, but then I was like, I'll bring this tablet and like watch this movie while I take a nap. And Meg was in there like doing something. And like we both high-fived right after that moment because she wasn't even listening, but like that moment attracted her attention, and we're like, okay, yeah.
That is.
I was like, I could turn it off now, right?
That is so funny because like after that joke, I looked at Donovan and I was like, "That's my favorite joke in this movie."
Okay, yeah. Could it be?
They all bomb after that, though.
I mean, I don't think so. There's a lot of good ones.
Could it be that Rodney had that joke and he was like, "Let's make a movie so I can tell this joke"?
Maybe. No, maybe because that, like, that's a solid joke. And honestly,
I liked all the opening jokes. Like, I was kind of in stitches the first like 5 minutes of the movies.
Yeah,
he's just like reeling off one-liners. Like, I really liked the. When she said I was one in a million, she wasn't lying.
Yep, yep. Because he was already married to two different women.
Three.
It starts in a divorce court, right? Like
he's divorcing his third wife, or she's divorcing him.
Right, and they were married for 3 months.
Yeah,
and like their lawyer gives like this like sobbing plea, like she gave the best 3 months of her life to this man. And it's pretty funny to say that. I mean,
I think
Rodney wrote it.
Though. That the best performance in the film, Andrew Dice Clay. He did a very good job. He did a great job.
So Andrew Dice Clay plays a Las Vegas, like,
mafia man.
Businessman. Yeah. He would like to be called a businessman.
Legitimate businessman. I'm a businessman.
He makes it clear that he wants to be called a businessman. And then he's got this guy, Shuffle.
Shuffles. Desi like Shuffles.
And Shuffles' thing was like he would throw people off the balcony. Like that was his big deal.
Mm-hmm. At one point Andrew Dice Clay's character is talking to his mother, and then he's like, "Show her the door, please, Shuffles." And he starts to take her to the balcony, and I really like that.
Oh yeah, that's
hey this way.
Full disclosure, that was one of the last scenes I watched because it got really boring at a point and I got on my phone and then I thought it would be better if I didn't finish it because I would want you to convince me that I did the wrong thing.
No, I wanted to turn it off at one point. It's 100 minutes and it feels like maybe double that.
Okay, let's not get into the ending though. Let's talk about... Let's talk about the portrayal. No, that fat guy.
He was so easy to hate. It was unbelievable how much disgust that guy was able to incur upon himself.
Like, who was that guy? He looked like Johnny Moynihan or something. I need to like look him up.
So, what was the role of the fat guy?
He was just the bank owner who was also like the town founder's like newest descendant.
Okay,
he was his assistant. So he's like his bumbling idiot who just keeps like clodding his way through a bunch of goof ups.
What was his deal though? Like he kept taking pictures of
men
butts.
And like men in a bathroom stall because he thought he was smoking and drinking. So he's supposed to become a Mormon to become a polygamist to get all this land to buy a ski lodge.
Rodney is.
And oh, okay.
Rodney the way is, yeah. that they portray Mormons in this movie is insane. It's like the Amish and like. That's not the way Mormons are, like, really,
well,
at all.
Some Mormons
fundamentalists are kind of, but, like...
Utah Mormons are more like that.
Okay.
So, his top four on IMDb are Punisher, Junior, which...
This is the fat guy?
Yeah. Duets and My Five Wives. Mm. He looks less fat now. He's dead, actually.
Yeah,
I'm
not surprised.
I'm not surprised either.
He looks like he was living fast.
Well, living large.
I would not recommend the movie.
Really? I mean...
How many knives?
Yeah.
And I love Rodney Dangerfield, don't get me wrong.
I think we saw the best of it.
And it was written by Rodney. But I'm going to have to give it like 3.5.
Oh, my God. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was thinking you were going to go with 2.
It's
3.5 is halfway there, though, out of 7. We all knew this.
I would give some Rodney lines.
That's a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. yeah, what did the movie get on IMDb?
4.6.
IMDb gave it 4.3 out of 10. Oh. But yeah, I bet Rotten Tomatoes was similar. Okay, so for me, the first half of the movie, I watched about two-thirds of the movie. So Jerry Stiller made his first appearance.
Nice.
And I was like, I looked at the clock at the bottom of the screen and was like, this is kind of late to be introducing him.
Right.
Maybe he's just going to be like phoning it in. Like, I was like hoping he would have had a bigger role.
You like Molly Shannon's role?
Molly Shannon's role is kind of what ruined it for me, because I felt like her portrayal was like doing the opposite of what her role was meant to do. I don't know.
She wasn't cast correctly.
She plays like a feminist rabble rouser.
Oh, okay.
In the film.
Like a motivational speaker that goes to Las Vegas, apparently, and tells wives to kick their husbands in the nuts.
Kick them where it counts.
Kick them where it counts.
It's in the book.
I thought, yeah.
Kick them where it counts, right?
Okay.
That's her line.
I thought kick them where it hurts.
Maybe it is kick them where it hurts.
Oh, there is one part of the movie towards the end that I really like. There's like a bumbling police officer guy, and they break into the jail, and he keeps saying, "They broke the jail. You broke the jail." He keeps talking about how he broke the jail. He says it probably 6 times, and I like it every time. To me, it gets increasingly more funny every time he says.
Who broke the jail?
They break
the wives
Rodney out of jail.
Rodney out of jail.
He's like, "They broke the jail."
So
there is like a...
Are you guys going to reveal what happens at the end?
Okay, so...
Does he stay with the wives? Does he get his ski lodge?
All right, yeah. So here's what happens.
He
Rodney
stays with him and gets the ski
spoiler
lodge.
Spoiler alert for this whole movie. Rodney Dangerfield goes to Utah to buy this land to get a ski lodge. He buys it, but then he has to marry these 3 wives. Then he marries 2 other women...
Who can cook, because the other 3 wives cannot cook.
Because his wives suggest him to marry them. And then they go to Vegas and they get woke by Molly Shannon.
Yeah.
And then they start
the wives have
like careers. And then he has this moment where he's like the housewife and he goes, "They didn't even comment on my hair," or something stupid like that. Yeah. And then his friend is like, "You got to read that book." And then he reads it but doesn't fully accept it. The wives bust. He goes to jail because the banker accuses him of counterfeiting money because the banker is jealous of him.
Wow,
the whole movie.
You got really far into this
and
movie.
And then he gets busted. I stopped it at the scene where his wives are making a plan, like in like some sort of military G.I.
yes,
Jane
yes,
style.
Yes.
And they're like, there's some like drums in the background.
Yeah.
And they're like, "All right, wives, listen up." And like, this is after they've already expressed that they're like independent women and they don't really like, you know, they
wanna
need their career. They do
want
to be married to him.
No, they do want to.
But they also want to. There was a scene where he had them take a delicatessen number to come and fuck him.
Oh. The whole
and they're like, "We're doing away with that."
Yeah, cause he
but
was,
we want everything else.
Well, because he was complaining about how like busy he was having sex with his wives. And like then he went to the deli in town and saw the ticket thing. And he was like, "Bing." And then you see them taking it. And they're like anxiously awaiting their number to be called.
And like one comes first and she goes, "Oh, that's me."
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Obviously written by late life Rodney. They're like, "Okay, we've given him a one picture deal to just write whatever. He can do it."
Okay, so they've had a shitty life with him. Oh, man. And they're woke now. But then they're like doing this like
they
military
like,
"We're going to bust him out. He's innocent. He's a good man."
They drive a garbage truck into the jail. Spoiler alert.
Okay, so also the town's kind of coming around like. Even the dude
to Molly
who,
Shannon?
No, even the dude who wants Rodney gone is like, "Well, I don't want to kill him." So that's where I left it. Because I was like, I know the rest of the story.
So I will say, I liked the wives. They had very good attitudes. Mm-hmm. They were cute. And when they were still, you know, catering to Rodney before they go to Molly Shannon's lecture, they, you know.
Her TED Talk.
Yeah, her TED Talk.
They and were, she goes, it's in the book.
They were still, they were like having a good time. And then they continued to have a good time. Like, they never got mad. They were just like,
right, yeah.
Oh, this is jovial. Cool. And then they read the book, and then they're like, and this is even better. Like, so they had coordinating outfits always.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And there's one scene where they, like, march back into town hot off
yes,
Vegas.
Yes.
And they're all wearing, like, pink power suits.
Yes.
Like, pink businesswomen, like, that own companies. And my problem with that scene is there were only ever four of them on camera at any point. And I'm like, why, like, was the fifth not wife a- just not available? And then, like, in one scene, you kind of see a little bit of the fifth wife. And I'm like, what did they do?
That must
this?
Have been your
like,
favorite wife, I guess.
I honestly, I
that was
there
a
were,
good
like,
Rodney
two,
joke.
There were two brown ones and then three white ones. They all kind of, yeah. Sorry, movie.
Yeah, I think I like the one with the most lines. The sister, the first wife. The sister of...
The dark hair, the like brunette, smaller brunette.
No, okay, she, so nobody knows
no,
all
she
their
was
names,
the sister of the banker's... The sister yeah. of the banker's... the twin
yeah.
sister of the banker's
yeah.
wife.
Oh, yeah. That's another crucial
her
element
older
of
sister.
This movie.
Oh, I
think it was her okay. younger sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, don't watch that film.
So how does it end? Like, they bust him out of jail.
Does he get the ski
lodge? Does the town come around?
Yeah, they come around. They like his joke.
Yeah,
the ski lodge was becoming
out.
A burial ground.
Yeah,
They don't build. It's an Indian burial ground, so they don't build. Because it turns out, and they said that the banker, he was part of the Yellow Squash tribe. I don't think that's a real tribe, y'all.
I don't think that's a real squash tribe.
What's not a real tribe?
The
Yellow Squash.
I've never heard of him.
I'm one quarter yellow squash, he said.
Okay. I just wanted to comment on the one part I did see of the movie was I liked how it was it started out with going through a line of palm trees. I feel like Eddie said, oh, I like this movie. And I was like, yeah, I like a movie that
that's
starts
the very,
out
I said
like
it's
this.
Off to a good start.
That's the opening. Yeah. That's
so
the,
you like movies set in L.A.
But also,
yeah, I mean, that's just such a classic way to open a movie. I mean, how many movies start with palm trees
girl
going by?
Girl in palm trees.
Yeah.
Maybe True Beverly Hills, maybe.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, Beverly
sure.
Hills Cop.
There's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
More. Yeah.
Probably. So let's read a user review. From IMDb about My Five Wives.
Is this so
and
much this?
Yeah, let's okay. just call this the so much this category. Maybe we can do more than one because I also sent Desi a YouTube video.
This
of
is
it.
A delicious segment.
Oof. Whoa. So slick your
Someone
lips up.
Had to say it.
Aye.
Okay.
That's the
Eddie,
ASMR part of the podcast.
Do you even know why you're saying this stuff?
That was for ASMR.
I, please.
Oh. Anyway, funny movie. But misguides people about the LDS religion. 6.5 out of 10 stars. If anyone knew anything about the Mormon, layman's term for the Latter-day Saints Church, they would know that polygamy was outlawed from the church centuries ago. Therefore, they don't practice it. But there are different break-off religions who still practice it. Like the RLDS, they are against the Mormons. I, being Mormon, suggest that some people should do some research before saying or doing anything on the Mormon church.
This D-head's biased. I give him 1.5 knives. I hope he enjoys his suburban.
They did a full South Park episode on it, but all in all, it is a Rodney movie, and it is funny. But don't let it mislead you. I just like that part where... They're like, I'm Mormon, and this boils my blood, but I can't not laugh at Rodney.
Oh, I love Rodney.
I gotta love a Rodney.
I love Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. Being, okay, good old Rodney. This is a 7-star review. Being an avid Rodney fan, I probably like this flick a lot more than if I weren't. I thought his last effort, Meet Wally Sparks, was pretty poor, and I found this to be an improvement, perhaps...
No.
Because it was... It uses Rodney's old stand-up to greater effect. See, I feel like these reviews are very, like, thought out. These IMDb reviews.
As has happened in the past, I feel like we're lingering on Rodney Dangerfield a little... A little too long for my taste.
Yeah, well, we can bring him up again next year.
Okay.
Let's bury him again until 2020.
Why don't you do the unicorns one?
Oh, okay. Actually, I'll let you do that. Let me play the song.
You're going to play the whole song?
It's not very long, is it?
No. Remember, somebody requested a longer version of it.
So I sent this text to Desi because I heard this on the radio this morning because I listened to kids' channels. It's called All Eight Unicorns, and it's by these dudes that do, like, I don't know.
Who's it by?
All Eight Unicorns.
They have a website. They take little kids' stories and make them into songs.
I'm alone in the forest, but that's okay, because I know I'm going to have an amazing day. I'm feeling good because I'm feeling great. I'm a unicorn, and there are only eight.
All eight unicorns. All eight unicorns.
Would you like to come over and play with me?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yay. All eight unicorns. All eight unicorns. We're unicorns and we're galloping and we're singing our song that we love to sing. It goes all eight unicorns. All eight unicorns. All eight unicorns. All eight unicorns.
Huh? OMG. Everyone stop.
There's a unicorn there, but she's tangled up.
How did this happen? It's really bad. I don't even want to say. It's too embarrassing.
All right, on the count of three, let's just pull.
For the record.
Okay? One, two, three.
Pull!
Oh, and how she says three.
Three.
Let's dance around without a care. We're super cool because we're super rare.
All eight unicorns, all eight unicorns. All eight unicorns, all eight unicorns.
The end.
So that's by the Story Pirates.
Okay.
They were the guests on Absolutely Mindy today. But anyway, what are some of the comments on that video?
So there's a list of comments. It's short and they're great. The first one is by DJN. Isn't there a longer version? I can't find it. ...
Yeah, like, oh, I need more. I need more of that song.
Absolutely. And in fact... The version on the album, Nothing Is Impossible, is 2 minutes and 44 seconds long.
Oh, this is part of the same comment?
That's a response to that comment.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And DJN says, thanks. That may be the version I first heard.
They're like avid, what are they called? Story pirate listeners?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fans.
Fans.
Story pirates.
Well, fans. They were a DJ, so maybe they're spinning story pirates at their gigs.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Elizabeth Jade Beatty said, OMG, this is a great song. Like, this got stuck in my head all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag love it.
Just it, like regular it?
Yeah, regular it.
Hmm. Love.
Love it.
Hashtag love. That can go a lot of different directions.
She's trying to get out there. She's good with social media.
Yeah, someone suggested that this should be on Sesame Street.
Oh, okay.
And then someone who's named Cute Unicorn and Cute Kitten.
When did they post it?
2 months ago. Hmm. Wrote, why six comments? In all caps.
Like that was their comment?
That was their comment.
They
like, they saw six other comments and like, why six comments is their comment? So like before, they knew there would be seven after they were done. Oh, I see. They knew there would be seven after they were
done.
Guess.
Oh, I guess. CJ Anderson said, this is our family anthem.
Aw, they're all unicorns.
There's eight of
they
them.
They have an eight?
He's probably LDS too, then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's CJ Anderson, LDS lover.
L-U-V-R?
Yeah,
or is
L-U-V-E-R.
He spelled out? Oh, wow.
L-U-V-R-E.
Lure.
Yeah. This is probably my favorite comment, though, from Kitty Lover 101.
Ooh,
Greg, wow. It's Adrian.
because I gotta like clarify who I am,
Greg,
right now.
It's Adrian.
So this is like a long love story where it's like, okay, Greg needs to know that this is not
Greg. This is my song.
Greg, this is Adrian.
Yeah, Greg, I've been misleading you this whole time, and today I must confess on this video, it's just me, Adrian.
I mean, it makes you wonder
about Adrian.
Which one of the other commenters is Greg?
Oh, and then Greg's like, okay, I'll stop.
Cool it. That was a stop in your tracks sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's the Catopian.
I was...
Because Kitty Lover 101 is talking to the Catopian. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, recently. I'm
on your...
Wave.
Reading. Wave.
Amazon reviews. And someone...
What did they say?
Someone was like, oh, I don't know about this product, but I just saw there were 666 reviews. Have a blessed day. I clicked not helpful.
Oh, man. We just found a new way to so much this right there. That was
a good one.
That was pretty amazing. Wait, what was the last thing they said?
Oh my God.
Have a blessed
day. Have a
day.
Blessed yeah. day.
But I was then pissed. Donovan said,
that's like my
I
mom
clicked literally. Not helpful.
Which I think you will get rid of it.
I'm not having a blessed day.
Not helpful.
You've ruined my day.
That was perfect.
All right, let's go and do some trivia.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, I have to do stuff for that. Okay, so last week I did trivia and nobody won and everyone hated it. Mm-hmm. So this week Dr. Sharp's doing trivia and everyone's going to love it and no one's going to hate it.
I already like it.
I already like it.
I already got all the questions right.
I really love how she said three. They go,
we got to pull everyone. One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Three.
Can you do a three, Meg, for me? Like an exaggerated Valley Girl three? Because you're so good at it.
Three.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was so good. Oh, sorry.
That was funny, Meg. Okay, sorry.
Okay, sorry. Okay, here we go. We're going to do some trivia.
Okay. What U.S. kids author has sold over 100 million books?
U.S. kids author?
Yeah, dude.
Can I get the year?
No.
Genus 4.
Nope.
Okay.
Can I answer first, or do you want to answer first?
I'm going to go with Dr. Seuss.
Just author? Is it just author?
It's just author.
Not Authora? A Roald Dahl, I'll say.
He is not American.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh, let me pick an American. What about E.E. Cummings? Is that an American?
I think I'm going to coattail on the Seuss here, too. Seuss train.
Is Roald Dahl your final answer?
No, E.E. Cummings.
Oh, E. Cummings.
Is the answer.
It's Seuss. Yes. We got two for Seuss.
Two for Seuss.
Two for Seuss.
Ew. Come on, y'all.
Those unicorns they know what they're doing.
Who was the first U.S. president to swim 3 miles in the Pacific?
Ooh.
Genus 2.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with Theodore Roosevelt.
Pacific, though. He wasn't really on that West Coast tip. I'm going to have to go
like
with
you.
Reagan.
Rago, huh?
Unfortunately, you are both incorrect.
Aw, man.
Do you have a backup guess that won't get you points, but will get you credit?
Yes, E. E. Cummings.
President E. E. Cummings. President Cummings.
Eisenhower popped in my head. I don't know if he was a fit.
Come on, y'all.
Fit fiddle.
JFK. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. He is the hottest of the presidents.
That's what I was going to bring up. I was like, who is the sexiest president? Because that's obviously who would swim 3 miles.
I guess it was Ronald Reagan.
All right.
Darn it. Eddie might have gotten that one. You got to keep asking trivia, though, because Eddie just left this music happening.
And
we don't have a snack this week.
Oh, man, I meant to bring a snack, and I forgot. Okay.
I totally forgot.
I love talking that way. I want to just keep doing it.
Okay.
Remember how I couldn't do that motor mouth? Is that what it's called?
Like, yeah, motor mouth.
I didn't...
Motorboat to go to crush
the
boat.
She's pretty tight-lipped.
No, I can do it now.
That was Meg.
Amazing.
Are we
gonna
get
fine.
Some
one
trivia?
More. Oh, yeah. Who was the executive produced... What? I think this should say who was the executive producer for The Rookies, Fantasy Island, and Beverly Hills 90210.
The Rookies?
Oh,
is the show?
Yeah, that was my
Spelling.
Boy. Yeah, Aaron. Aaron Spelling.
Indeed.
Duh.
Aaron Spelling.
Father of Tori.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, Tori.
Tori Spelling?
Tori.
Tori?
Tori.
Ew. Oh my gosh, Donna though. Come on, you gotta love Donna.
From
love
that 70s
Donna,
show?
Obviously.
Is Donna a spelling?
Donna is Tori Spelling's character on 90210.
Oh.
Like she was she was like so hopelessly stupid.
Like, she was like the most innocent slut.
Yeah, like
you know,
that's my favorite slut.
It's a trope. Yeah. The innocent slut.
She was a virgin for a really long
time. But you don't have to have sex to be a slut.
Oh, here they are.
So, you know, we didn't get a snack, but I want to talk about peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
All right, let's go there.
Has anyone had one?
I had one yesterday.
Delicious.
I eat a dollop.
Did you eat that one I made for the kids?
Full disclosure, I think it's probably 6 tablespoons. I want to say I eat 2 tablespoons of peanut butter a day, but it's probably like 6. And I've cut
six
way back.
6 tablespoons.
I've cut
of
back
butter.
From like 12.
How many jar?
This
how
is
often
just your,
do you buy a jar?
I burn.
He's
I
gone
burn
through
a
lot
big
of
jar.
PB.
What's your brand? What's your brand, boy?
I don't got a brand. I got a price range.
Oh, what's your price range, boy?
Cheap and good.
Like 99 cents.
No.
So you go Jiffy or Pete Pan?
I went to Sam's Club with Cook.
Do you
Cook.
Fuck with the stirless, the stirrable or whatever?
Yeah, I do when, you know, it's affordable. But anyways, I went to Sam's Club and I got the 2 like big 40 ouncers for like $5.
Mm-hmm.
I pounded one in like a week. I didn't feel good about that.
Whoa.
I slowed down after.
So like what is it?
So
just...
are you just eating it out of a tablespoon?
And yeah. you're not discriminate about the ingredients or anything?
I try to be, but I mean, when I was at Sam's Club and they're like, this is a hell of a price. It is the palm oil one.
Yeah.
I try and stay away from the actual hydrogenated oil one. And I don't love palm oil. I know its effects, but
no,
Big Dog's got to eat.
Trader Joe's has a creamy peanut butter with palm oil in it.
Uh-huh.
And then in parentheses it says sustainable. And I was like, okay. Yeah,
for
I
who?
Love it.
For who?
For me. Or
I don't
for
like it.
The palm tree. I'm not really sure who it's sustainable for, but the idea that they put that in parentheses made me buy it and made me not feel guilty
about
eating it.
I like wet peanut butter, you know. I don't
wet
know.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't mind when it you have to like almost dip your bread in it because
stir or no stir.
She's a no stir natural, just peanuts and salt.
Well,
tell me about it. Yeah, no stir.
I'm a
fuck
no,
a
no,
stir.
No. You should stir this,
you're
but I don't.
Yeah,
you just leave
the top oil of oil. Like, and then the bottom is like the most salty, hard.
But
like
but
peanut.
It doesn't happen to me because I dig deep.
You dig deep.
So that she the pulls oil. From the bottom. Yeah, she's I pull miming, from the bottom. So digging the deep. So the oil just continues to get sucked down in it. So at the end of it, it's not all dry. No, it's like the right consistency the whole time. You develop a technique so you don't have to take it out and mix it.
I wonder if anybody has used this here, but I have seen that they sell mason jars where you put it has the stirring mechanism in the top of the jar.
It's actually just like you put it on any of those jars. They make a just a screw-on thing where you can put it into the jar.
That's
and stir
a good.
It.
That's a good product. That sounds. It like does. I'd see- be-
I've never used it, but I've looked at it. I'm like, that seems like a good thing.
All right. Let's talk jelly. Jelly or jam?
Jam, hands down.
Or preserves. Does anyone do like peanut butter and preserves?
Jelly and jam are preserves, aren't they?
They're all preserves.
Jam is a preserve. Jelly is a
preserve
product. No, jelly is like a.
Oh, it's like.
I'm fact
processed food.
It's like a flavored. Preserve. A flavored gelatin.
Preserve,
right?
Yeah, it tends to use the natural pectin. Mm-hmm. Of the fruit to like give it a thickness, whereas jelly will usually have like added product and stuff to get its
okay.
Thickness.
Here's my breakdown before it's fact checked. I'm thinking jelly is a gelatin, a flavored gelatin using possibly
real
like
fruit.
Real fruit. The jam is a. It's a gelatin hybrid that contains actual pieces of fruit in it. And then the preserves are just straight up fruit that has been like canned.
Wasn't it like boiled? Like
maybe
then
boiled.
You put sugar in it.
That was a pretty good breakdown.
Oh, really?
In jelly, the fruit comes in the form of the juice.
Like, yeah.
In jam, the fruit comes in the form of fruit pulp or crushed fruit.
Oh. And there's
and is
a little
less
bit of gelatin
stiff
too.
Than jelly as a result.
So there's gelatin in that? Though?
No.
So it's just
no gelatin.
Like.
No gelatin. In preserves, the fruit comes in the form of chunks in a syrup.
Oh, I love the idea of preserves, but like
I like raspberry preserves and the old peanut butter. That's a good sandwich. Good piece of toast,
so
usually.
You're talking about raspberry preserves and peanut butter, and that's your final answer?
No,
that's
no,
a good one.
Oh, what's your best sandwich, though? Like, build it.
Like a PB?
With PB?
Build that PB. You got
okay.
About a minute.
Okay, let me throw this at you. I'm going to take the PB.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the orange marmalade.
Uh-huh.
I'm throwing it on thick.
That's
the marmalade or the PB?
That's what I was going to use.
The orange marmalade.
Yeah.
No, let him build it. Let him build it.
I'm putting the marmalade on thick.
What's your bread situation, my brother?
Okay. Well, you know, if it's the PB, it's lightly toasted wheat.
Lightly toasted wheat.
Lightly and toasted wheat.
Are we talking about like Wonder Bread wheat?
No. A good
like
grainy.
Little pieces of the
seeds sunflower seeds.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want a big glass of milk whole.
Damn.
Please.
On the side.
Mine's a little different.
Six tablespoons of peanut butter on that bad boy, too.
Okay.
I'm going to go with...
I won't short you.
I'm going to go with a softer...
I'm making these sandwiches as they're...
Okay, I'm not going to toast mine.
You want to go with a fresh bread, then?
Or a
stale bread? You
can
go stale.
I don't want to. but I want it pretty soft. And in fact, if I'm being really honest here...
just be completely
give it to
honest.
Us straight.
I just
want
to
know.
I might...
Be honest with me.
Okay. I have two competing ones. Because with Wonder Bread, which is like the softest, nastiest white bread, I would...
That's dank, though. That's dank.
It is dank.
Like,
I would go
dank-ass
straight
white
up, like, probably... Blackberry preserve PB.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I might even cut the crust off.
If my phone wasn't already playing the song, I'd do the air horn.
Otherwise, if I'm going with my first option of, spread, which is marmalade, I am going to do kind of a darker
sounds
wheat.
Derivative.
Still soft. But listen to this, y'all. I'm putting butter on my bread.
That's fine.
Both sides.
Both sides. Oh, yeah. Are you going to handle it with a pair of gloves? You gonna use a fork and knife to eat this bad boy?
Yeah, do you what? Do you cut it into triangles?
I probably need to, honestly.
Okay, wait, what's your cutting situation, Donovan? Did you cut it in half or cut it in triangles?
You know, I'm cutting it in half.
Diagonally or horizontally?
Diagonally, and I want the middle to be like, you know, bigger. 4 inches thick, and it just comes to a little crust to each side.
Okay.
And that's cheap peanut butter and
okay.
Yeah, we heard.
Yeah.
Go.
Wait, really quick though, I need to tell you there is no gelatin in jelly. I just want to throw that up.
What is in jelly then?
It's
bone?
It's pectin. That's what gives it the it gels when you heat it up.
Oh, right. He said pectin. All right, cool.
Just gotta get that out there.
I had a really good
PB&J
yesterday. So you take it apart. Somebody licks the two sides, licks most of the jelly off. Takes a like a you know exploratory bite of the Nature's Own wheat bread.
Okay.
Smucker's strawberry jam.
Nice.
And then you pick it up off of the floor of the car and eat it while you're driving.
Like, got a little bit of hair on it.
So good.
Wow. That was like an episode of Forensic Files. Down into one sandwich.
Mm-hmm. All right, Eddie. There's some like goldfish dust encrusted in there the bottom of the car. And a little bit of kid saliva on it.
A lot bit, it sounds like.
But we got to talk about the bread that you had.
Because Nature's Own wheat.
I do want to talk about Nature's Own wheat.
It's soft.
It's honey wheat, right? Or it's
I think it is honey wheat.
It's no good for you, but it seems like kids
that
like
motherfucker
it.
Is great though. Like, I don't know what
Nature's
what is
Own?
Up with it. Yeah, Nature's Own. It's like pretty cheap bread. It's not Wonder Bread. It's
I was
a step above Wonder Bread.
Nature Zone.
Nature Zone.
I was like, yeah, dude, Nature Zone bread. That's sick, dude.
Nature Zone. Yeah.
Nature's Own.
I bet that would make a good grilled cheese bread too.
It's dank. Like we were talking about your dank peanut butter sitch.
Yeah.
My parents eat Nature's Own bread.
Yeah.
It's kind of good, honestly. I've looked at the ingredients and it's not that bad. They have preservatives, and that's what
it is bad.
Like white people don't like. White people don't like preservatives. That's why it's bad.
No, we like it. So much
it,
that
it preserves your bread for a long time. I mean, Meg's been baking
the comparison.
Fresh bread goes bad
in like
two days, less than 2 days.
How are you guys storing your bread?
In like
we keep it out 2 days and then it goes in the fridge if it's not gone in 2 days.
Like you keep it uncovered. Just out.
When it's first baked, I wrap it in cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it in a paper bag just so no roaches get into it. And I leave it like that for a day, and then after a day, I'll put it in plastic.
Okay.
Yeah, because you got to get all the steam off of
it. Yeah, I agree
with
that.
Yeah, it will mold quickly, apparently.
Absolutely. You definitely have
either
to
way,
that.
Though, like fresh bread, no preservatives. You got to eat it quick, and nobody can eat that much bread. I mean... Maybe so.
I mean, if our kids ever start eating anything I make ever, then we could probably get through a loaf in a day.
I recommend maybe getting a bag of like desiccant packets.
Oh, okay. We got them in the seaweed. In we'll just pull them out of the seaweed.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
That little silica?
Exactly.
Yeah, just save them from when you get new shoes.
Yes, just keep them around. That should help you with your bread problem.
Good idea. We throw those away a lot because our kids will choke on them.
Yeah.
We're dangerously close to talking about kids.
But, we haven't been talking about them at all. So, Eddie.
She rolled her eyes at me.
All right. What's your sandwich
sitch? So let me go ahead with my sandwich sitch. And, you know, we got to keep the podcast tradition of everyone hating me at the end of the podcast. So I'm going to go with.
I already hate you because you said that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with toasted bread. Like.
How toasted?
Like, kind of brown. Like. It's got the lines from the toaster on it that you
can
see.
You're making it almost hard to eat.
Yeah, crunchy.
Hurts your top of your
mouth.
Yeah.
Like a crunchy little bread. And, you know, I was going to say that Nature's Own bread because it's been so good to me lately. So I'm going to go with that. And I'm going to do a crunchy...
I don't think that bread would even get that toasted.
Well, crunchy PB.
Yeah, here
it
goes.
You have to leave it in the toaster for an hour after you toast it.
Donovan's ready. Crunchy PB. I want some nut chunks in my peanut butter.
I like crunchy
natural
peanut.
You do?
I'm into crunchy PB.
You guys
PB.
Didn't mention it.
Love
I'm
crunchy.
I'm fine with it, but it's not my preferred. Natural?
I definitely need that glass of milk if I'm having crunchy peanut butter.
His glass of milk?
Yeah. Can I borrow that?
That's for him.
Can I just have a sip?
That's why I got the almond breeze in the fridge, Meg.
I really thought I'd collect the hate with my crunchy PB love, but I do love some crunchy PB.
Oh, you didn't say, is it natural peanut butter or is it palm oil peanut butter?
You know, I could go either way. Honestly, I'm kind of like you.
He gets
like,
the one that...
So you're the John Kerry of peanut butter, huh?
He gets the guilt-free palm oil.
Flip-flop.
You know, I look at the palm oil, and if it doesn't say sustainable in parentheses, I skip it. But, like, palm oil makes a good-ass peanut butter. And, you know, the mixable shit I'm not into because multiple reasons. Like, we've all...
What kind of gel yet?
There's a lot of... Like, do you refrigerate your peanut butter? Like, what do you guys
no.
do?
No.
Like,
you don't do that.
You got to leave it in the pantry.
Yes.
We've been
especially
getting the one with
the
monkey on it.
One.
What's that one called? What's the one we have called?
I think it's
Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator, yeah, yeah.
What?
But the kids
Does
don't
it have
eat
added
peanuts.
Fiber or something?
What?
No, it's just...
I don't know. It's smooth peanut butter.
Expensive peanut butter. Anyway, I like crunchy peanut butter, and I like grape jelly.
Grape.
Just as
jelly.
It were?
Jelly mold.
So like Welch's.
Yeah. Like the sweetest.
Do you really
gelatinous...
want it toasted?
Yeah.
So you want it out of the squeezable thing. You wouldn't mind if you just had the squeezable
yeah,
jelly?
Yeah. And it's like even if the squeezable thing was the length of the piece of bread, uh-huh. that would make it faster where you could just do one pass and it would like instead of spreading it, you just coat your
Now
bread
I'm really
with it.
Wanting to have it like a variety of
No, I think grape
platter.
Jelly and
yeah.
crunchy peanut butter
I was thinking
is my
about,
jam.
I was thinking about grape jelly.
Oh, man, my jam.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thanks, guys.
Can we have a party where everybody brings like three peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and then we cut them up and we all get to try some different peanut
Honestly,
butter and jelly.
I expected
yeah,
you guys
fun.
To hate my PB.
It sounds like I guess we have three varieties of peanut butter at the house. We have creamy, two natural ones, and then the palm oil one from...
What about a blind taste test, like the Pepsi challenge?
I'm
crunchy
into this
peanut
idea
butter.
Right now.
Yeah, there's a creamy, a crunchy, and what's yours?
It's the palm oil.
Is
Sam's
it creamy
Club.
Or crunchy?
It's creams.
Yeah.
It's creams. Yeah, we should just do a peanut butter and jelly ranking contest, because that would be informative, at least. I think... We meant to talk about ASMR.
We whispered a little bit, so we got
it. I don't know
you
if that
whispered,
counts.
And it was good. It
gave me a tingling sensation from the crown of my head
Wait,
down
where,
the shoulders.
Where are we at? Where are we at time-wise?
Hour 7.
Okay, will everyone
Seconds?
Just say the thing that they like?
Minutes.
The thing that gives them ASMR, like, that they could identify?
That they like that gives them ASMR? Because I don't like ASMR.
You don't Smart. Like you don't like feeling good when you like see or hear or feel something that you're like,
Oh, so ASMR is inherently positive?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It is it's euphoria inducing.
Yeah, I'll start with one that isn't sound from like I have a way when I'm relaxing at night where I will lay on my back for a while and then I turn over onto my stomach. And that point where I turn over onto my stomach is so, like, relaxing and good. Like, my whole body just kind of, like, gets a tingle from, like, head
like
to toe that.
That
just is, like, relaxation all the way down my back.
Mm.
And that's a bit, I feel like, what people describe as ASMR. Since I didn't want to
yeah.
talk about the sound portion.
Well, I mean, I'm going to piggyback on that and say my thing is when I know, when I wake up and I know that I had some, like, deep, like, REM sleep, like, the deepest sleep, I can feel it. Like, I know that experience, and I know what it's like, but waking up from it, because I wake up often in the night, is pretty amazing for me. It's like a real, like, tingling experience where I'm like, oh,
I got one good sleep cycle in,
and that's fucking amazing. I'm gonna have a good day, like, and I am excited about that. End.
End.
What about you, Meg?
I really don't know what the feeling is. Like, I can't think of what gives me that feeling.
Now that you are paying attention to it,
I will find it. I'll check in next week about it.
Oh, quick update on my New Year's resolution.
Was wondering about that.
Almost burnt the roof of my mouth yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, eating a microwave burrito, which is my other New Year's resolution. And ditched it off on my tongue, like turned the burrito upside down in my mouth. And now I'm like, where's the line? Like, where am I drawing the line in my...
Which part of my mouth am I going to burn?
Yeah. But I'm also like, where do I draw the line as to what constitutes a burn? Because it was really warm up there, but like skin melting or...
Right. I feel like it's got to reach to the point of skin melt.
That's what I'm thinking too. Where it's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
And now this hurts.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, oh, I'm like peeling off
As
the roof
Meg
of my
said,
mouth.
Don't eat Captain Crunch after.
Oh, right.
That's how you know.
God.
Yeah. So, okay, I want to say my ASMR because I told you guys, but I didn't tell like
our listeners
who didn't listen earlier.
To the pre-show fight.
To what I said.
And if you're listening, right now, listen earlier.
So, I watched a video of a snake shedding its skin with like the assistance of its caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
And it like just made me feel crazy. Like I felt so good. And like, I was just like, like it's this weird feeling where it's like I want to like put something in my mouth because I feel so good,
like a lollipop
like a
or like a
I don't know. It's like
you want to put
like
something
a ring
in
pop,
your mouth,
like
you
a ring
feel
pop.
So good.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just like watching my children so much, and I feel like so my child Seishada, who is a girl, she has discovered her greatest love in her life, which is getting into the dog beds
mm-hmm.
in the front room.
Yeah.
She will stay in there for as long as I'll let her, basically, which can be upwards of hours.
Like, this is kind of like toxic on your personality now, and I need to get you out of there just as principal.
Yeah, almost.
Right? Yeah,
I mean, I'm like, why are you hanging out there like, so long? Yeah. You're a baby.
This could be bad for you in the long run.
But I feel like when she gets really excited, she likes to bite things or like lick things, you know? And today when I was watching this
I love that kid.
Video of this snake shedding its skin, I like wanted to do that too.
Oh, yeah. And I was...
Oh, yeah. Bite something. I don't know about just put... I want to put something in my mouth that I can bite down on. I don't want to put a spoon in there.
No, like a kid spoon is what I was
imagining. Oh, okay.
I had a friend.
Like
a wooden
soft
spoon.
Squishy. I love it.
We were making like pasta sauce or something, and she was like, oh, let me peel the garlic. I love
getting
the skin of the garlic under my fingernails. Ugh. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, like, what? Who said that?
This was just a friend of mine who loved like to... Like that feeling of peeling garlic and actually getting the skin of the garlic caught under your fingernail. Mm. And it was like an ASMR thing.
Because like it's I can kind of relate because like when it comes off all in one.
Yeah.
That is nice, but
you're orgasm. Just like.
I have some great recommendations for that, but I have to tell you guys off air.
Why? No, tell us on air. What is it like?
If you cut the whole bottom of the bulb off. Like, you know, try and cut the whole little stem off.
Pop them out.
Yeah, they'll usually
right?
pop out.
Oh, like
easily.
For, yeah, we know how to shell garlic.
I don't know.
Without ASMR responses.
Yeah. All right, finally.
Please don't wear gloves also.
This is like going way crazy, but I got back into researching our Disney World trip for 2022. And I just want you guys to take a peek on your own. tell me what you think. We can either go really...
Because this is the only format in which we talk to one another.
We can go really wild style and go to the, like, resort at the Animal Kingdom place. Yeah. They literally have, like, wild animals roaming the grounds.
Love
of
that.
This place.
Love it.
We can get a villa. It's like the schmanciest.
I
want to
see Safi riding a cheetah.
Yeah, okay, that can happen. Alternatively, though, if we wanted to go for the more budget end, the Art of Animation Hotel looks pretty sick.
That sounds cool too.
So
they
just,
both sound cool.
Just
Art of Animation is cool.
Yeah, just like let those stew in your mind.
Okay.
And
for another 6 years, one year.
No, it's when Safi turns 5. So yeah, 3 years. I'm making a travel budget for this. I want to throw down on this big ass trip.
Nice.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
We have talked about the Disney World trip like a few times. It's been brought up. Mm-hmm. I'm on the trip.
Yeah, Donovan's like
on the trip.
Donovan was like, I gotta
made
go
it on the trip. That's great.
He's on the trip.
I'm glad. I'm glad you're coming.
Yeah.
All right. That's in. That's the end.
All right.
Bye.
We did
Bye.
We did the whole podcast, and now it's the end of it. You've listened to it, and it's been consumed. We appreciate things that you may have thought during listening to the podcast. Have a wonderful afternoon or evening. You don't listen to this in the morning, do you? If you do, email us, athenspublic@gmail.com. Tweet at us, @athenspublic. 706-521-3716. And leave us a voicemail and we'll play it. Maybe. Desi would say we love you. We do love you. And we'll talk to you next week.